This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener-supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Well, Thanksgiving is coming up. Christmas is coming up. I've been getting emails and calls and speaking engagements and hearing from different people stressing about the holidays, stressing about the money. I said I have to get my man Stu Burns back on the air. Stu's been on the show 3-4 times over the last year or so. And from Bank of America, he just slipped in here, running a little late, but that's okay, Stu. Today, we're going to talk about holidays and money. And Stu, welcome back to the Father Matters Show, my man.
Yeah, glad to be here, Brett Vance. And yeah, always glad to be able to try and help people, encouraging them financially and help them make things less stressful, like you were saying.
Yeah, well, I tell you, every time we air and every time we play on Blog Talk and SoundCloud, every time you come and do financial segments, it just hits, just go through the roof. So I appreciate you coming, but that shows the hunger. People want to get this money situation thing, get this stuff right. Holidays and money, Stu. Open that up right now.
Yeah, that's going to be a great topic to dive into. And people are going to want to, after they listen to us today, they're going to want to go on to the Father Matters Tribune too, because we're going to have like a really good article on that. But what I can, when I was researching and thinking about it, we could really break it down into two different segments of why people get stressed out. And one of them, you know, is, of course, the reality of finance. You know, we're going to want to buy a few presents, most of us probably, and do things like that. So we'll cover some, you know, some helpful tips for people to maybe utilize to make that a little bit better. But then the second one is when we're going to dive in and we're going to get real with people, you know, just like your book, Man Talk. You know, we're going to not cut any corners. We're going to give it to, you know, everybody the way it is. And sometimes we don't like hearing some things, but, you know, we need to hear it.
Well, they say the truth hurts.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we got about 20 more minutes left in this show, Stu. Sock it to them.
Right. Okay. Well, the first part, that's why I want to break it into, is just one of the things like we were discussing is the financial aspects. You know, we're going to buy a few presents. And then the second one, though, and that's when we're diving in, getting real, is going to be talking about our attitudes in general and how, you know, that is bringing us into a place of more stress. So we can start with, you know, some of the people out there, you know, obviously, again, we're going to buy a few, want to buy a few presents out there or do those kind of things for the holidays. You know, so we do have some very constructive, you know, tips. And a lot of it goes into, you know, basic like budgeting and things like that. So the first thing I would point out is in almost every article, every person that I've talked to that's a, you know, an expert in finance, the very first place that you're going to have to start is that budget. So you're going to have to dive into the holidays, you know, and if you know that right off the bat, it'll make it a little less stressful. Just knowing, okay, this year I actually have so much money to be able to spend in general.
Now, you're saying a budget. You mean don't just take my credit card because the kids and the wife want, you know, this and that. Don't just go swiping the card. It's Christmas time, Stu.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what's going to happen is what I call that January hangover, you know, if you don't stick to the budget. And the thing that we need to do is, you know, to make sure that we control the money and, again, not let the money control us, because that's where the stress, you know, starts getting involved. So the better we can control money and where it's going, then the better off we're going to be. And that starts with a budget. So first things I would say is just figure out how much you can spend, you know, and if you look at it year over year, sometimes there'll be some changes in your financial state. So a good place to start is to think about how much you normally spend, but then think about that in the context of, okay, has my income gone up or down? Are there some adjustments I need to make? Like, are there more people now I need to buy for or less? So you need to look at some of those different things to figure out how much you can spend. The second thing is like with a budget, you know, for it to be successful, you got to be real and be realistic. You know, don't put out a figure out there that you know you're not going to be able to stick to, or that you don't even want to attempt to stick to. Is you know, most of us, again, like you were saying, you know, there's that tendency, that credit card just a piece of plastic looking at me, ready to spend.
Yeah.
You know, and it has no value on it, and so I mean, very easy just to swipe it. But you know, basically what we want to do though is just you know, kind of stick to the budget. Think about realistically how much we've spent in the past, and you know, if we're going to be able to stick within that. And then the third thing would be to stick to the amounts too. So if you say that, like, for I have three kids and I'm going to, you know, basically spend $100 for each kid, you know, type of thing, try and stick to those amounts. And one of the ways that you can do that too is, I think we've discussed before, you know, just in everyday budgeting, mm-hmm. is you can use systems like the envelope system.
Right.
And do things
coupons.
Like that. Exactly. So yeah, you could actually put like $100 in three envelopes for each kid. And then when you're finished with that $100, then that's it.
Well, I got guys like this because, you know, they shoot me the emails or they say, talk about this, Vance, ask about this. You know, I was doing a men's group a couple of weeks ago. I was one of the guest speakers, and this one guy is like, he's so stressed out because he feels that he has to go out and get all this stuff for his son's Star Wars movie, toys, all this stuff is coming out. And it's like, let's realize we're talking about between a 7 and a 10-year-old child, not everyone's children, okay? So don't write me no emails, but, you know, by the time you pay too much money for this one toy, come February, March, and like most of the time the credit cards will say stuff like, well, you've been a long-time customer, so your first payment won't be till March of next year. Well, yeah. By the time March comes, the toy is broke up, the dog didn't chew it up, the kids don't even play with it no more. And this is within a week after Christmas.
Yeah.
And this is stress. Now you got arguments in the home. Let's get a little bit about the emotional side of this, because holidays, I know Thanksgiving is coming up, but people are already getting ready for Christmas.
Right. Yeah, so there is more that we could discuss, like just you know, kind of like some helpful financial things that we can do just to make it easier. But then the second part that I dive right into is getting a little more along the lines of, you know, what you're talking about. That's you know, let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
So in a, you know, basically in Man Talk, you know, we did that chapter, Your Money or Your Life.
That's right.
And that's exactly, you know, what we're talking about here. And we discussed a term called affluenza. And, you know, a time like Christmas is when that mass affluenza is probably at one of its peaks. So it's that, and what affluenza is, it's that mental dysfunction that's created by us wanting to keep up with the Joneses and living in this such marketing orientated society that we do. So every commercial we look at, you know, these savvy marketers want us to buy some, and nothing against marketing in general, but that's their job. They got to create a need for you in what's really only a want. So you may
say that, say that one more time. They create what, Stu?
Yeah, they're trying to create a need in your mind, but it's really only a want.
That's right.
And they're putting, like, making it more important. So what happens then is we stress ourselves out, like you're saying. We want to keep up with the Joneses. So I think that my neighbor just bought his kid, you know, that new bicycle. So I got to run out and get my kid that new bicycle too.
And you don't realize that your neighbor put that thing on credit card, and that $150 bicycle is going to cost $280 two, 3 years later because they're paying the minimums on it.
Exactly.
You know, or you don't know if that neighbor used the envelope system or save or put a budget to the side. We just see what other people see and want to have what they have, but not willing to go through what they went through to get what they got.
Exactly.
If we even know what they went through.
Right. So that's one of the big things that we talk about, that, because that's you know, for you being able to adjust that, and that's second part that I'm talking about here with our attitude, and the part where we got to get real, because it's like most of us don't like hearing that, but sometimes it's like, We need to hear that we don't need this thing right now or things like that, or we should save for the future, or, you know, that's not what's most important. So one of the things when I'm talking about holiday is that I talk about, like, with the bringing in the affluenza, but just talking about the fact that, you know, we've changed, like, what our perception of success is into material things. So I'm challenging people out there right now. So each of you listening, I want you to make this Christmas a time of meaning that has nothing to do with money. I want you to do things like spend that time with your family. Have fun doing things that don't cost money if it's going to stress you out. So, like I was saying, you know, in a lot of cases, we're probably still going to want to buy a few gifts. But if you can't, then don't place an overimportance on getting that gift. You know, have the fun with your family that comes without cost. That, you know, do the things. One of the favorite things Teresa and I like to do is we like to drive around, you know, Phoenix, and we look at all the different lights, you know, and that just gives us kind of a peaceful time just driving around, seeing different Christmas lights and soaking in the time. But one of the things, too, interesting that the researchers found with that affluenza is that the cure for it, instead of getting stressed out, resorting to alcohol or, you know, doing all these things to pacify yourself from being so stressed, is that they actually found that the people had to downsize. They had to live within their means, and they started making it a little more real and understanding that, you know, if that person wants to, like, run up the corporate ladder and do all that and maybe be away from their family that whole time, you know, then that's what they're... that's what they want to do. But, you know, the reality is, to be happier, you're going to want to be investing times in the things that are real, like your family.
I love what you said, downside. I was speaking with Tom Brown, one of the program directors here at the station. Him and his wife just became debt-free. They did just that. They downsized. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking 15, 20 minutes before you got here, man. It was like lighting me on fire, because he was saying, now, Vance, my wife, if she chooses to, she can quit her job. If she chooses to now, we don't have to do this. She can work at a library. She can work at a school. She can, you know, she can do whatever she wants to do. And I was looking at him and just seeing all that stress just go away, just being debt free.
Exactly.
Not running into this holidays.
Right. And that's the thing, I think, especially, you know, for us Christians, too. We can get back, you know, and the way we can think about it is, you know, getting back to what's the reason for the season. You know, it wasn't about necessarily going out there and buying a ton of presents that, like you're saying, a week later might be broken. But the thing is the reason for the seasons was so that we had our Lord and Savior,
right,
was born into the world. So let's make it more about Him than it is about presents and marketing.
Man, I love that, Stu. What we're going to do, we're going to go into a commercial break, because I want to get back into cheaper gifts and what we can do to focus more on this holiday other than trying to work 2-3 jobs just to give people things that they don't really need. Okay, so you're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims, and today's guest is Stu Burns from Bank of America. We'll be back after this. Father Matters presents Boot Camp for New Dads. Come learn the basics of infant care and dad's important role in a baby's life. For more information about the Father Matters Boot Camp for New Dads, visit fathermatters.org. Topics include father's health before and after birth, postpartum care, supporting mom's needs after birth, and much, much more. Boot Camp for New Dads. For more information, visit fathermatters.org. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Hey, listen, mark your calendar for December 2nd for our Father Matters Job and Training Institute. One of our special guests is going to be Stu Burns. So be there for that. And we set this Job and Training Institute up December 2nd deliberately because we want people to not go into December to Christmas worrying about stress, trying to pay for things that they just cannot afford. So mark your calendar. Come out to the December 2nd Father Matters Job and Training Institute. For more information and registration information, log on to fathermatters.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Stu, we was talking earlier about cheaper gifts. It was funny because you could, if you have kids, you can have your kids make a gift for one of their siblings. My wife has a big family, sisters, brothers, a lot of nieces and nephews. So what we do around Thanksgiving time is pull a name from the hat for which child, you know, the adults don't get each other anything, for which child you want to get a present for. What do you think about ideas like that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Some of the things that we can be doing ahead of time is we talked a little bit about just, number one, having that budget. But some of the things that we can be doing is to start saving ahead of time to make it a little less stressful, too, for those things you are going to purchase. So start putting into that, like, savings account maybe in January, mm-hmm. Because then it's like each month, the longer you do it, the less you're going to have to put into it each month. If you wait till July, obviously you're going to have to put a lot more into it. But yeah, if you chip away at it, just put a little bit amount into a savings account. Now, keep in mind that should be separate than an emergency fund.
An emergency fund. Wait a minute, hold on. Yeah. You're talking about saving for the holidays. Yeah. What's an emergency fund, Stu? I mean, these are serious questions.
Yeah, the emergency funds is that fund that you want to put to the side that's going to be there for you in case of loss of a job or some catastrophic
car breakdown.
Yep.
People need to also realize during the wintertime, your household utilities go up.
Right.
You know?
So this can be that. That's meant to be that fund that you can tap into only to make up for some shortfalls or a catastrophic event that you really need to tap into. And this holiday fund, you want to keep separate because then you're not going to have the tendency to start overspending or doing those other things if you see your emergency fund has more money in it.
And shouldn't we also look out for the credit card companies right around this time of the year with the mailers, you know, saying, you know, spend this much, we'll give you back this much. I mean, these commercials. Mm-hmm. I spent $500, but my credit card gave me $50.
Mm-hmm.
How about you don't spend the $500, just keep the $50?
Yeah, exactly. Some of that, like, again, you can maybe look for some deals if you want to, because there's some things that are true out there. Like, if you're going to spend it, then maybe you are going to want to use, like, there's different kind of credit cards. You can maybe get some cash back. So if you're going to spend the same $100, then you might as well get something back if you can, you know, comparatively. So that comes with what your objective is and what you want to try and get out of it. So you're going to want to look at that. But like you're saying, just getting out there just because these guys are trying to hit you up to buy more for the sake of buying more and then throwing a little, you know, incentive for you to do it on top of it is the wrong approach. So even with this, just like that budget, you want to be the one who's in control saying, you know I'm spending $100. So if I'm going to run it through credit card to get some reward points or something that I have an objective to do, then you could be doing that. But you're the one who's kind of controlling that situation.
How important is it for couples? Because this is also a very, very stressful time for couples because, you know, it's right around this time of the year, you know, what, we're a week or two out before Thanksgiving, leading up to Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, it's time to not only Christmas, now you're cooking at the house or who's cooking. How important is for the couples to get on the same page? Because I spoke with a pastor friend of mine. He said, Vance, it's funny because all year long, everyone believes in God and the Lord and come to church. From November to like January, even giving drops because people are spending more money on stuff. I mean, what do you think about that? Because even, you know, speaking to him at his church, he said it drops every year.
Yeah, and that really shouldn't happen if you're doing some of these things like ahead of time and preparing for the holidays like we should. So we shouldn't be in that position. As a matter of fact, like the holidays, we should be giving more maybe to some of those charitable organizations and things like that. Because a couple advantages would be the obvious tax write-off.
Yeah.
Coming at the end of the year too. But the thing is, like, you know, this should be one of our more generous times too. So, you know, and the Bible talks about tithe being like 10%. To me, that should be your starting point. People that are, you know, wealthier, if you have more money, that should be, you know, it's supposed to be a little bit sacrificial. So going way over 10% might be, you know, being a little more sacrificial and, you know, for some people.
Right. So can you touch on that though? Because I don't want to pass over that, Stu, because we get a lot of calls from couples stressing during this time of the year. Mm-hmm. How can they just sit down and say, hey, we're not going to do what we did last year or the year before?
Yep.
You know, because this one guy said him and his wife, they go all year long, not an argument about anything. Mm-hmm. When middle of November through Christmas come, it is like gloves off.
Right.
How can couples sit down and say, hey, your sister or my brother or our sister-in-law may go out and do all this. Let us be on the same page. What are some ideas? What are some tips? What would you say to them?
Yeah, that's a good one. Like the beginning of each year, you should probably take a look at your general financial state to start with and think about some differences you want to make. But both partners in a marriage should definitely have their input, should know where the budget is going. So even if one is doing more of the physical aspect, like paying the bills, that's okay. And there's really no right or wrong way to do it, depending on which, you know, how it works in your marriage. So, you know, one may have more time to pay some of the bills type of thing. But you should both always be aware of what's happening to the money, where it's going, and have a say-so in it. So the thing is to, number one, like to make sure you understand where holiday is going to fit into your overall picture, then do some of these things in advance so that you're not being overwhelmed at the end of the day. And you should both be, you know, one of the things I talk about going into a marriage, you got to be honest with each other about what you're bringing to that marriage. So,
yeah.
You know, when you're talking about bringing your finance and merging it with another person in marriage, you got to let them know that you had the student debt or you have a car loan or, you know, because then nothing could be worse than you just waking up from the euphoria getting married and then all of a sudden understanding now that you just took over a mountain of debt and didn't know about it.
I mean, because we got a call from this one lady. Look, my husband, she said, my husband and I just got married this past April. I was like, congratulations. Yep. And she said they spent more money than they needed to. They didn't get the financial help from in-laws and family who's committed to certain things. Mm-hmm. And she said, right now, my husband is gearing up to buy all the nephews and nieces because this is what he's always done in the past. Mm-hmm. So to him, he knows he's married, but he's still spending like he's single. And it's a nice thing. Like you said, we should do more and give more. But she said, we're trying to dig out of this wedding expense. Now he's about to dig us into a Christmas expense. I got 30 more seconds, Stu.
Right. And that's something that, you know, you got to be together on and you got to decide like whether it's worth it. Like in that spectrum, you know, your own financial status has to probably take more precedence until you get to achieve what your friend did, you know, as far as being financially free or debt free.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to be real and decide like who all maybe is on that list. But the earlier you start maybe buying some of those things, you're going to be better. Like if you do the budget, you start maybe accumulating some of the things through the year. If you're going to buy, look for the sales.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things like that that'll make it to where once you hit November, you should be able to sit back maybe and hopefully enjoy the holidays and the time with each other and not run out.
Well, look, Stu, of course, time always flies when you're on the show. Go to fathermatters.org, click on the Father Matters Tribune, and read this month's article by Stu about finances. Stu, how can people get more money tips on your website? What's your website address?
Yep. Well, one of the things that we like directing people to at B of A is to go to the bettermoneyhabits.com. A lot of excellent educational videos right there to help people through.
Thank you, Stu. Don't forget, December 2nd, the Father Matters is hosting a job and training institute for men and women. Log on to fathermatters.org. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.